Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive. His glory fills the earth, the heavens, and the heaven of heavens. Amen. Amen. His glory, the glory of the Lord. Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We know it's challenging times in the world today. And we just give everything to you. You've given us everything that we have. Amen. And wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are God Almighty, and we welcome you here. Man was born to fellowship with God. His glory is the answer for every person on the earth. He is beyond words. His glory, his majesty, and the glory of the Lord is the Lord himself, the only true God, one God. And he's revealed himself as the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Very simple, very so wonderful, so glorious. And contained within everything, in him and knowing him, is everything that a human being wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for. Amen. Just some new things, just so that people may not say, well, this person is talking about the same things. When we find him, we find everything. I mean, everything becomes new and glorious. But just some practical things that are practical but also spiritual. There is a difference between the presence of God and the power of God. I just want to make this point in as short a time as possible. And the presence of God is his glory, his majesty, which is with us all the time, even for eternity. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. Again, so glorious, this plan God has set up. His power comes on us for service when we are... It's to help other people, to bless other people. And this, I believe, when Jesus... in Luke 4 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me. And you notice the results of that are all to help people. You know, the results, if you summarize them, so glorious, cannot be summarized. But here are the main results. The anointing. Good news of salvation. Salvation. That's the greatest miracle. Healing for the brokenhearted. Liberty to the captives, sight to the blind, liberty for those oppressed, the year of the Lord's favor. So we see that this is all things that man needs, absolutely needs, and it's to always, God is always blessing and giving and doing good and healing and saving. Amen. Okay, so that's also Habakkuk 3:4 is a powerful verse, and here's that the verse. This reveals that his power is hidden in his presence. They're connected, definitely. So the presence and his glory within that is his power. And here's the verse. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Amen. And let's always remember his presence and his power is just beyond words, beyond comprehension. This is what man was born to do. His presence, it's so glorious, so wonderful. He's, you know, I could stop the message right now. It's just go straight to Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when someone finds him, they find what man was born to do. Okay, another practical, well, here's something interesting. That Luke 4, when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he was quoting Isaiah. That was the first, really the first words that he said publicly after Well, let's see. Basically, I want to present also the glorious revelations that Jesus presented in what's called the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. But these two portions of Jesus, you might call them Jesus' words, his teachings, were among the first things that he said publicly after being baptized and then going into the wilderness, tempted by the enemy three times. And then he fasted 40 days, was tempted by the enemy. Okay, and then he came back. It says here in Luke 4:14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So, kind of very interesting. There's something new that I have not seen in a while, that Jesus looks like he taught in the synagogues, was glorified by all, and then he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and that's when he read the portion of Isaiah, Luke 4:18-19, that I just summarized. Now, the Sermon on the Mount, I think we can safely say, was his first teaching to the public that's recorded in Matthew 5. And I just want to summarize how incredible this one aspect of this teaching, this revelation. But, and remember, his glory and majesty, the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, when someone meets him, that's everything. That's what man was born to do. Okay? So glorious that if someone just receives Jesus, they don't have to get into the second, third, or fourth phase. But if they just receive Jesus, they stay with him, they will eventually receive all that he offers, which is beyond human words, in heaven. They don't have to get it on the earth. You understand? That's how giving God is and how loving and merciful. If someone just receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, gets into that first phase of knowing him and continues on, when they leave the earth, they won't die. They'll live forever in glory. And all the things, you know, heaven is filled with his presence and glory, and they will be in that, fellowshipping with God forever. And in fact, well, all the things I'm about to summarize from the Sermon on the Mount, they will receive those in heaven. Now, these are available to man on the earth, if that's even, you know, the Holy Spirit can reveal this to us and can give us the faith to receive these things. Okay? But even in the natural, when we hear them, someone may say, really? Is that really true? Jesus Christ and God offer these things? Well, I'm just going to summarize them right here. And there's 8 in this list. Okay? This is, remember that these are incredible revelations. So recommended reading, Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12. And it very famous, blessed are the poor. And I'll give the first one, the whole verse. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What this means is a spiritual beggar who's spiritually hungry, searching for the answer. Anyone, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus' most frequent topic was the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And so this is if someone, literally anyone in the world, they don't have to hear the gospel, but if they do, they're fortunate. It just says, I want spiritual fulfillment, and I'm just going to seek it till I find it. I'm going to go straight to this higher power that is obvious, and they go straight to him and they say, God, I want to know you. He will reveal himself, and then if they continue on with him, they'll make it to heaven, okay? But theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the kingdom is so, again, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, that's a whole topic. We could give a trillion messages. We could, for all eternity, we will be in awe of the kingdom of heaven, okay? My point is, we cannot just summarize the kingdom of heaven, and say, well, it's heaven, it's God's kingdom, and it's, he can't be summarized. He's beyond words. Okay, now, here are the eight things. Number one, the kingdom of heaven. Heaven, God offers heaven to someone. That's all they have to do is receive him, choose God and not self. And okay, number two, comfort, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty. Blessed are those who mourn over their sin, they shall be comforted. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the comforter, the helper. Amen. Okay, number three, the earth. First, it was the heaven. Now, the third offer, you might say, this is an offer God is making to man, the earth. Inherit the earth. How would you like your inheritance to be the entire earth? The verse is, blessed are the consecrated to God, they shall inherit the earth. Number four, filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, here's another, filled with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. You know, that's God's way of doing right and being right. That's the God way. They shall be filled. Filled with what? The Holy Spirit, this glorious Spirit of Jesus Christ, of the Father. Number five, mercy. We all want mercy, and blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. That's very powerful. This reveals the utmost importance of us having mercy on other people, just as God has had mercy on us. And that parable of the unforgiving servant reveals that, essentially, summing that up, God's forgiven us of a debt that's like $2-3 million, if you look at U.S. dollars. And then that unmerciful servant went out and did not forgive someone who owed him like $100. Very, very small, tiny debt. So we need to forgive and have mercy on others. Amen. So that's the fifth one. Number six, see God. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, those who have a single devotion, that spiritual devotion. I'm going to love God with everything I have. They shall see God. Amen. Let me add this. People who have been to heaven, you know, they several of the testimonies that I've read, God is on the highest throne in the universe, and people make a journey towards that throne, and his glory so strong and powerful that they just fall down. I've mentioned this before, but you know, they can see that God on his throne at the highest place in heaven, and at times they journey towards the throne and the glory so strong that they fall down on their face and they cannot keep going. It's the glory is so powerful. Okay, that's just an example of modern day revelations. Okay, then the next seven, number seven, sons of God. So after all these wonderful things that God reveals here of the things we need to do, says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God." The blessed are the peacemakers, which means they spread the gospel of peace of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. And then number 8, great reward in heaven. Not only does God offer the kingdom of heaven and inherit the earth, now great reward in heaven. Wow. This is the last two verses. So it's fascinating. There's 7 blesseds and the results, okay, main ones, but then the final 2 let's see. Oh, that the final 2 are in verses 10 through 12. So again, there's 7 blesseds. 7 is that really number of completion, and then there's 2 more that both deal with being persecuted. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So there's another offer of the kingdom of heaven. And then blessed are they when they revile and persecute you. And it goes on, rejoice, for your great is your reward in heaven. I wanted to get these in just to, it all truth parallel. God's glory, so awesome. Okay, and all that he offers, so awesome, so wonderful. How sad and tragic it is that most people don't get this, and they don't understand it, and they are, as that man of God I saw in a video recently points out, after all of his speaking, you know, he very insightful when he says, you know, most people are apathetic or even hostile to the gospel. Very sad. And then we as believers, we sometimes get, as I've mentioned, we get stuck in dead religion and in distractions and things. But let's just go straight to him. The key, the glory of the Lord, when we find him, and then he'll reveal all these incredible, I mean, can you believe? I believe it, and I receive it, and I believe. I was going to say, can you believe how incredible these offers are? God offers heaven. He offers the Holy Spirit. He offers to inherit the earth. He offers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He offers mercy. He offers us to see him. He offers us to be sons of God, children of God. And then great reward in heaven. Glory to God. So I believe with those listening, if they'll believe with me right now, that they'll receive a fresh revelation of Jesus and his glory, and then also the wonderful things that Jesus and his Father offer us. Amen. These unspeakable promises and offers that are really in our natural self, we cannot receive them, but through the Holy Spirit, yes, we can receive them. We can, amen, amen. Glory to God.